Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, real ghost stories from real people. What a concept. This is something we've never done before. Oh, wait, we've done it for thousands and thousands of episodes. But that's the point. We want your real ghost stories from you. The phone number, 855-853-4802. If you want to share it, or on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Share your real ghost stories with us. We got some great stories coming up right now.
Welcome. Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is 855-853-4802, the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Yeah, how many, we were talking about this earlier, you have no idea how many ghost stories you've got in the can.
No.
Calls, letters, no idea.
Tens of thousands. I think we can confidently say we have more ghost stories audibly delivered than anything ever in history. So we have the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories is how I describe it.
What about Guinness World Records? Would that be worth it?
Be kind of an interesting one. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should look into that. Can you reach out to them and go, hey, would you make this a category? I don't think it is a category right now.
I'm sure they'll make a category for just about anything, I think.
Yeah, that might be an interesting one to do. I mean, do people still, I mean, that used to be such a big thing. Every year, it was a big gift if you got the Guinness Book of World Records book at Christmas. And every year there was a new version of it. And it was, you know, most records aren't broken in a year, so it's the same book with slight updates every year. Do they still make the damn thing? I mean,
they do. And okay. I ironically, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing some research on something and I came across why it actually came to be. Now, do you know why it came to be?
No.
So the guy who makes Guinness beer, right?
It has that. It connects to Guinness beer.
It does. No, yes.
I had no idea.
And he decided that in order to have a way to verify barroom arguments, they would start a book.
Ah!
And that's how it all started.
That's why it's almost kind of jovial in a sense.
Yeah.
To it.
Exactly.
Where there's some silliness to it. It's not always like, here's, I mean, there is seriousness that is taken to some of these records without a doubt, but there's silly categories in this thing. So
yeah. Yeah. Pretty much if you want to put a category in,
yeah,
you could do it. Like most ass hair, for instance, if somebody wanted to be like the top performer in that category, I think you could do that.
You like just apply to the Guinness people? And
I think so. You just write them or contact them online or something like that and say, hey, I want to I want to go for this record. And if it's not already in there, I think they would consider it.
Did they have to like send in like Guinness points, like Kool-Aid points?
I don't know.
If you give us like 400 Guinness points, we're going to consider you.
Shit, if I got 400 Guinness points, I'm laying under the table because I have one of those and I'm already feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be interesting. Well, that would be, I don't know. I think we could certainly, I don't think there's anybody that has as many ghost stories as we do, period. It even comes close, quite honestly. And there's been folks that have been doing this longer than we have, without a doubt. Not a lot, but there are a couple. Jim Harold, the Campfire, he was doing it for a good chunk of time before us, but it was like a weekly program. I think we were the first that started doing it like daily.
Wow.
And we were, because no one was doing shit daily back then at all. It was us and NPR that was in or ABC News, like that were doing like daily content pieces. Everything was like weekly or monthly. And then it was like, we're going to fucking do it like radio. We're going to do this every damn day of the week. And we've been doing it now for 12, 13, 14, 15. I don't even know how many years we're doing it. It's a long time. I don't know. I could look back and find out. But because of that, and then putting out more than one episode a day.
Right.
Again, I don't know that there's anyone that could come close. And it wasn't by intention. It wasn't like, let's get the most ghost stories. It was just like, it's kind of happened.
Grandpa was the largest ghost story podcaster of his day.
It was amazing. And the kids are like, that's great. Thanks.
That's great.
That's exciting. Yeah. Isn't that, that's a good accomplishment, Grandpa.
There you go. You're sitting in the corner in a rocking chair with hair coming out to here off your chin because you don't see it because you're old.
Yep.
And they're over in the corner laughing that you were a podcaster.
And I'm like, everything you see here is because of ghost stories, motherfucker. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
say what you will, kids. Grandpa did it right.
Ghost stories will fund the next several generations. Unless somebody really fucks up bad, which I'm not putting it past anybody who hasn't been born yet. I know who you are. Is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a ghost story and hear one. Hi.
Hi, I am Ashlyn. I live in Denver, and I'd like to share a story about my experience in the woods. This is about 2 years ago. My cousin and I, she's about 2 years younger than me and just known for making things up, and we were venturing out in the woods. My grandparents have a lot of land, and back about a mile back is a pond where we decided to go on a walk to. When we got back there, we just kept hearing dog barks. And this is private land, so there shouldn't have been, you know, anybody else back there. So we kind of thought, you know, it's not hunting season. Why, you know? But then she kept saying that she saw two men across the pond, and you know, her being her, I didn't really think anything of it. I kept looking back, not seeing a thing, thinking she was just trying to scare me. But then I kind of thought, you know, somebody could be out here hunting and then mistake us for something, so we should probably head back. So we start walking back, and we get kind of thirsty, so stop in this little opening. And I take off my backpack and I put it down in front of me, and she's standing in front of me. Once I stand back up to hand her a bottle of water, she is standing there staring behind me, just looks paralyzed, basically. And, you know, I was freaked out. She's looking at something behind me like that. So I quickly turn around. And I didn't see a thing. I look back at her. She's like, there they are. I was like, there, who is? She said, the two men from across the pond. And again, I look and don't see anything. And she said, you know, they're behind the bush. There was a bush about maybe 10 yards behind me. And, you know, I stand up and walk a little bit, and so I can look through her angle, and there are two black figures standing there, and they didn't, I just assumed they were people, like hunters or something, but then I was just wondering why they were following us and just standing there and hadn't said anything. So I look back, and I'm just thinking, this is my imagination also. I mean, it could have been anything. So I kind of just gathered myself and looked back, and they had like crouched down. So then automatically I knew this was real. This was, wasn't imagining it. They moved. It wasn't just something there, but it didn't look like people exactly. It kind of just looked like black capes over something. I don't know, but I kind of just stood there, and it was just weird and eerie feeling. I looked back at her and I just said, run. So we grabbed our stuff and started running. And I called my other cousin, just so someone could know what's going on in case something happened to us. And I was telling her, but she just kind of laughed and didn't believe us. And my other cousin was with me. We were running and I kept looking back and I would see the people or these figures. And they would be fairly close behind us, but they weren't moving. They were just standing there. And I was like, how are they getting this close to us and not running? So that's when I just officially decided that it's not a person. Because how would they know that I was going to turn around at that exact moment to stop running? But they kept following us all the way out of the woods. And when we finally reached the end of the woods, we looked back, and again, they were just standing there watching us. But I don't know what would have happened if we would have stayed in the woods any longer. Didn't want to find out, but that's definitely the scariest I've ever been. So there's my story.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Scary woods. My parents lived out in the country, and there wasn't necessarily woods by us, but there was a marsh. The El Dorado Marsh was right there. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents' farm. So there were all these tree lines and stuff like that. And one field over from my parents' house, there was this huge line of trees. And I would spook the heck out of myself sitting outside at night, looking down there, seeing if I could see anybody peeking out from behind the trees. Yeah, fond times out in the country. Fond times.
I remember as a little kid, and I still don't know how I did this or why I did this or why I was allowed to do this. I think the latter is the bigger question. But when I lived on at our first house till I was about three, literally, I have a lot of memories of that house. I also
That's wild.
I also have a lot of memories of going through that woods, crossing through like a little patch of woods to go see my cousin, who was they lived like a house and a half down. But I wouldn't go by the road. I would go down to the. This is insane as an adult to say and think, let me go send my 2.5-year-old. Like, go ahead. I don't know how this was a thing. I was allowed to do this, but like 2.5-year-old, 3-year-old, and go see your cousin. Okay. Just, you know where to go. Just gonna down to the fucking creek, the body of water, and then walk this little trail through this little patch of woods. And then there you are in the backyards, and then you can walk back up towards the house. I navigated it just fine. I survived. I didn't die. I did it many times. I remember it. But I also remember it was a little bit older because we'd moved after I was three, but I would go visit, you know, down there. And I'd hang out at their house a lot and play in those woods still quite a bit. And I remember going back into those woods, and there would be these... And I actually have two of them out there by my campfire.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. That I found at an antique store, the old, you know, metal chairs, you know, the... I don't know what they're technically called, but they're just like, they were like rocking chairs, kind of campfire, metal-y, you know, things. A lot of them got rusted out to shit and, you know, they don't exist. There's been a gazillion recreations of them. I actually have some original older ones that are in decent shape that are out there. But they look just like the ones that were in that woods. And I remember just seeing those out there. And as a kid, you're like, oh, this is creepy, especially just kind of by itself. And I would have nightmares. I would have a nightmare that out in those woods, sitting in that chair, in the middle of the woods, I'd go out there and I'd find... sitting in the chair. Can you take any guess of what character the 4 or 5 year old version of me thought was sitting in that chair in those nightmares? Take a guess. This is like Family Feud. You get survey says you got you got three chances here at this.
I'm going to go with the Crypt Keeper from Okay. The Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
No.
Okay.
It's your final chance. This is for all the money here on Family Feud. This is the guy. If you don't answer it, he's going to go back and he's going to end it all. Oh, wait, he did.
God. Ray Combs. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I knew you'd have that.
So who was it?
Lady Elaine.
Oh, yes. I believe that.
From Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep. I would have this nightmare that I'd be back in those woods and that she'd be sitting in one of those chairs. So, of course, as an adult, I thought, hey, here's a great idea. Let's go get some of those chairs and put them around the campfire right outside of my house.
As long as you can get like a Lady Elaine doll to sit in them, I think it's okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Lady Elaine.
That was a creepy ass. I love to know. All those characters are made by Fred Rogers, weren't they?
Right. Yeah. I think originally she was meant to be a witch. I think she was meant to be a witch. Yeah.
And do you think they played her down to be not so scary to kids? You could probably Google this or AI this answer.
Yeah.
And we could finally know what the hell the story is behind Lady Elaine on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is this creepy, bizarro woman. And we'll find out the answer to that question. And we'll get back to you right after this ghost story brought to you. Oh, there's two threes here.
Okay.
One. Oh, there's two twos, too. Oh, no, this doesn't make any sense. Okay. Carol helped put the show together. She's still recovering from hip surgery.
And taking lots of pain meds.
And I'm trying to decipher the phone calls that we've aired because the labels are a little off. Okay, so that was that three. I don't think we've aired this three yet. If we have, stop me, okay?
Okay, yep.
My name is Ariel. I'm from Indiana.
Are we good?
And I've had a couple of strange things happen, not necessarily to me, but within my family. Nothing too crazy, nothing big, but I thought I'd call in and tell you about something that I've recently remembered from a couple of years ago. My sister is from Indiana with me, but she moved to Florida a couple of years ago for her teaching job. She had a daughter when she first moved, who was about 3 or 4 years old. And when they first moved to Florida, she developed a friend. We thought it was like, you know, just an imaginary friend. I never had one, but my sister had one when she was younger. So we thought nothing of it necessarily. So her daughter would talk about her friend a lot, and, you know, they'd be playing. And I can't remember. There was two of them, and I can't remember their names, but it was something very specific. A name that you wouldn't necessarily hear often. So a little time went on, and she had these friends, and, you know, my mom would call and talk to my sister and talk to her daughter on the phone and ask her, you know, how her imaginary friends were. And, you know, she'd say, oh, we're cooking or we're playing games. Or, and we called one morning, and my mom asked, you know, how's your friend? What have you guys been up to? And she said, I killed her. In response, she said that I killed her. And we were like, okay, that's kind of weird that she would say something like that. And my sister immediately was like, you know, why are you saying that? And she was like, I did. Like, that, like, it was nothing unusual for her to think. And it was about the next morning my sister called, and she said, you're not going to believe this, but I turned on the news this morning, and on the news they had done a story, and a mother and daughter by the same name of her imaginary friends had been killed by the mother's husband in the same exact way that her daughter had been described that she had killed her imaginary friends. I'm not really sure if that's paranormal. Maybe it's kind of goofy. Maybe we think too much into it. It could have been a coincidence. But we thought it was really weird. And I forgot about it for a minute. My sister's in town visiting. And since the incident, her daughter has no recollection of it. She doesn't remember. She's a little older now. She's like, I never had an imaginary friend. You guys are crazy. So, yeah, that's about it. I have a couple other things. Maybe I'll write in or call in and tell you about. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
How do you make sense of that shit?
I don't know. And a kid saying I killed her. Yikes. I mean, how would you feel if Harper said something like that? That would blow your mind, wouldn't it?
She has.
What?
Well, not that she killed somebody. I mean, I know she's already done that. She's a prolific serial killer.
Right.
We just
right.
keep it on the down low. You know, it's going to be a juvenile offense. It's not a big deal. But no, but she, when she was like about two, we had, I think I've told this story.
I think you have. Yeah. What? Yeah.
We were at, we had gone recently to a space museum in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Places. There's a wonderful space museum in Hutchinson, Kansas, of all places.
Right.
And it's Smithsonian connected. It has Apollo 13 in it, the actual capsule. But they have all sorts of, it's huge. It's a lovely space museum. And we'd gone through it, but there were some areas I did not take her into because they had some of the original, I don't remember which Apollo missions they were, but there were some that went horribly wrong and people burned alive. And they have those capsules at this museum behind glass. We did not go down that aisle that day. I had been there already. I knew where it was. I knew where not to take my 2.5-year-old. And we just kept, so the whole experience was positive. It was happy. There was no walking out of there like, why did the space people perish in those capsules, Father? Like, none of that happened. It was just, it was fun, and we went home. And there was no even talk. There was nothing we watched about tragedy or death or anything. And I wasn't trying to shield her from it, but other than like, let's not go see the tomb where these people burned alive.
Right.
You know? Right. But, you know, other than that, I was like, you know, we just went around, but we didn't, I mean, she was too little to explain a lot of that stuff to anyhow. So it just, we didn't get into any of it. But about 2 or 3 weeks later, we're brushing, you know, the little kid, you're there with them and they're brushing their teeth and you're helping them brush their teeth. So I say, we're brushing teeth. And she's brushing her teeth and she's just like, Dad, I died. What a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But she's 2.5. She's kind of learning a command right. of language at this moment in time. So things can kind of be a bit off in what one is trying to say. And so I didn't tell her she was wrong. I just like, well, tell me more about that. What do you mean, honey? She's like, I burned. As she's brushing, I burned. Huh? No, there was a fire. I was in a capsule and it burned and I burned in there and I died. What are you talking about? What do you mean, honey? Like, you're right here with me right now. I'm not sure what you mean by that. She's like, no, I died once and I burned and our mission failed and we weren't able to.
Oh my gosh.
She was using words like, this ain't fucking Paw Patrol words. You know, it was like mission failed. Like it was, I forgot exactly, but it was like, what the fuck? And again, this is years ago. This is at least 10 years ago. So we did not have quite the internet accessibility. I mean, we had a lot of internet back then, but we didn't have, I mean, it was less accessible to a child that would be today.
Right.
In terms of just accidentally coming across something on a device that you give them or something. None of that really was a feasible explanation for this information to be in her head. But she was talking about like burning alive in a capsule and the mission failed. And then, you know, hey, what's for dinner?
Did her head spin around and her start, like, did she start puking out green pea soup or anything
well,
like that?
Because that's the point, Todd. Why do you focus on that so much?
I mean, because if you connect the dots, Tony, that is
Come
freaky.
On.
That.
No, it was, but it was, I mean, in all serious, it was weird. It was freaky. It was weird. I have no explanation for this whatsoever. It was, and she did it a couple times where it was just like, it was. And people are like, well, is it a past life thing or what? Like, I don't know. It's a past life thing or it's a, I kind of have this theory of like downloading information where right. it comes to you, you can regurgitate it. You may feel it as if you lived it, but you're not them. You're not their reincarnated person. It's just the energy, the emotion is basically it's flowing through you and you're able to, basically play it back like a record into a certain extent is kind of how I view it. I know. I mean, and could it be that the other thing? I don't know. Sure. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's, I don't know. That's always it either. But it was fucking weird. And
yeah,
I will always have that story. I cannot explain that one. That was fucking weird.
I died. Okay.
Yeah, when your two-year-old tells you that she died, number one, you're freaking out a little because you're like, this is the most precious thing in the world to you.
Right.
And will always be, but especially, I mean, even at that point, it's like, it's so new and she's so, you know, you're all about protecting. And then they say something like that, you're like, what the fuck, you know? And then you start kind of wondering like, oh my God, is something going to happen? You know, like all those things run through your fucking head, especially if you're an anxious person like me. And it was, yeah, I mean, it was fucking weird as shit, but.
Did she have her hand on the TV at the time and it was static on the TV?
She
They're
did.
Here.
And the weirdest thing is Hayden Fox walked in then from Coach. And he wasn't playing the role he was in that movie. He was actually Coach.
Yeah.
And he said Luther had some problem down at the
The fact that you have any idea about the characters of that show. Did you watch that show all the time?
Coach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they made a remake of it.
I know.
And never, I want to see the episode they filmed.
Yeah, they didn't. It was during that revival time, right?
Never aired. Never went anywhere. They filmed it. There is a remake episode of Coach that has never seen the light of day. That is somewhere in a pilot room somewhere.
If you want to get a taste for how good it was or how bad it was, just watch him sing the national anthem at a Packer game last season or the season before.
He did?
That'll tell you all you need to know.
Coach was a good show. I like Coach.
Was it? I don't know. I never got into it.
I liked it the years of The Cabin. When it kind of got to the more later years, it was I don't know. But
all shows go through that.
Yeah,
though.
But like, yeah. Van Dyke was good on there. Oh, Luther was a good character. You know, it's like Night Court too. It's like,
yeah,
without Bull, you don't have fucking Night Court.
Right.
You know,
right. Yep.
Like the remake of Night Court. Mm. It was a nice attempt. You know, it was a good nods there. I thought John Larroquette was already dead, but
he's one of my favorite actors of all time.
I like John Larroquette.
I love that character. So much. Dan Fielding, man. That was the best.
Did you watch the remake?
I saw a couple of episodes. I could not get into it. There's just not enough of the original there. So many people are dead from that show. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, there is a lot that are dead. It's, and the field keeps getting sparser year by year.
Yeah.
It really does. And that's your happy thought of the day.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check it out. Apple Podcasts or Patreon, and search Real Ghost Stories Online to get access to all of that. And press subscribe wherever you're listening. Do that. Number one, please do that. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I am Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.